Jeremy Clarkson has done it again, flinging casual racism and inflicting pain. The Beeb have suspended him from his telly show until all of the facts are known. But his army of fans are far from elated. They're currently demanding that he be reinstated. It just doesn't matter to them what his defense is. They think he shouldn't have to face the consequences. 1 million twats, 1 million twats, signing a petition wearing Top Gear hats. There's 1 million twats, 1 million twats. What do we do about that? The wording you see is perfectly clear. We want you to put our Jezza back on Top Gear. There's no request he get the benefit of the doubt, just demands he has the right to bully, threaten and shout. But his army of knobwits cannot see the fault, that they're just apologists for violent workplace assault. It seems they'd be happy to be smacked in the gob by a colleague who would never subsequently lose his job. There's 1 million twats, 1 million twats, defending unprovoked assault in Top Gear hats. There's 1 million twats, 1 million twats. What do we do about that? Now it has been said there's a comparison here to another BBC presenter from yesteryear. Of course it's just wrong to say their crimes are the same, but there's parallels and lessons we should learn about fame. No one's beyond being held to account, whether a paedophile or dick who gives producers a clout. No one's untouchable, legend or not. If you do bad, then you get punished, simple as that. 1 million twats, 1 million twats, signing a petition wearing Top Gear hats. There's 1 million twats, 1 million twats. What do we do about that? What do we do about that?
If you say any of that stuff again, and I'll thump you.